Good morning, it's Tuesday. Welcome back to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. If you're here for the first time, hey, thanks for joining us. Hope you picked it up on Spotify, Spreaker.com, maybe on iTunes, maybe on Sermon Audio. Thank you guys for being with us. What we do simply is read the Bible and discuss it. We're continuing in our reading of the book of Acts. If you haven't been with us, we're going to pick this up in Acts chapter 10 as Peter and Cornelius have a conversation. Let's go. Acts chapter 10, verse 1. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian cohort. He was a devout man who feared God with all his household. He gave alms generously to the people and prayed continually to God. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision. An angel of God came in and said to him, Cornelius. And as he stared at him in terror and said, What is it, Lord? And he, the angel, said to him, Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He is lodging with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. When the angel who spoke to him had departed, he called two of his servants and a devout soldier from among those who attended him. And having related everything to them, he sent him to Joppa or sent them to Joppa. Interesting part of the story is, here at the beginning of it, is that Cornelius was a centurion. He was a Roman guard. He was of what is known as the Italian cohort, perhaps a specialized division of Roman soldiers. But he was a man who was a devout man. He was a God-fearing man, but he was a Gentile. He wasn't a Jew. But he feared God all his whole household. And when we see the word God there in the New Testament, we're not thinking of Roman gods. We're not thinking of the emperor. We're thinking of God himself, God Almighty. Most likely he had had an encounter with God through the people of Judea. Or perhaps he had just simply been mesmerized by what he had seen in the world around him. And so he had this concept of God. He feared this God. He gave alms to the poor. He was generous to the people. He prayed continually. He wanted to connect to this God and he wanted to do things. He was a very religious, God-fearing man. The ninth hour of one day, he clearly saw in a vision the angel of God come to him and say, Cornelius, your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and bring one Simon who is called Peter. He is lodging with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. And Cornelius did exactly that. Of course, we would expect Cornelius to do that. You would do that as well. If you saw an angel, you saw a vision. In fact, many of us want to see a vision. If we could just see a vision, if we could just catch a glimpse of God, we would respond. And so we saw a vision. Cornelius saw a vision and he did exactly what the angel said he should do. You would do the same thing. And so he sends word to get Simon Peter. Interestingly, though, he is there before a God-fearing man, before he meets Peter. He's a man who prays a lot, a man who gives alms a lot. He is a man who is generous, very religious, obviously driven to some degree by his faith, but he's not a man who understands or knows who Jesus Christ is. He has to have Peter come. We're going to see that in the coming days as Peter has to come and share the good news of Christ. It's interesting, the general revelation we can see around us, we can experience with other people, can tell us a lot about God, but it doesn't tell us how much God loves us. It doesn't tell what God did for us. It doesn't tell us about the Lord Jesus. It's only through knowing Christ where we can know God fully. And so Cornelius has to have someone tell him about Jesus, as do you, as do I. And so the angel prepares Cornelius for Peter, says to go get Peter. Peter comes, and of course Peter will later tell him about Jesus. He will place his faith in Christ, and he will proclaim the goodness of God. Here's the thing, guys. We have to be willing to tell people about Jesus. We have to have somebody tell us about Jesus, because it is only in Jesus that we truly know who God is and how great his love for us is. Hey, you guys have a great day. Think about how you can pray for somebody, how you can tell somebody about Jesus, how you can invite somebody to church. Have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.